Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to part 41 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. In the previous session, we dealt with a situation where you witnessed a violation done by somebody whom you're not sure really appreciates the gravity of what they did. They might not understand that what they're doing is forbidden. They might not understand that even if it is forbidden, that it's a true Torah violation. They may think it's just a hanhaga tova, a nice thing for people to do. And we dealt with that in the previous session. The Chafetz Chaim continues and says, Avlim yiro'e lohen, but if it's clear to you, she'achote yoda es etzem isuro, that the person does know the violation, v'gamba miskaven osa esachet, and he did the violation purposely. Kibiyas arayos, like a married woman going with another man intimately, something that's just totally offensive. Achilas devorim asurim, something that's clearly not kosher, the person knows about kosher, is the Chafetz Chaim's example. That these types of things are well known in the Jewish people. What could you do or should you do? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, Talui Bozeh, we're going to consider right now a case of an Adam Beinoni, a regular person that for the most part observes. Basically, he's a good person, tries to observe, do the right thing. And we only witnessed a one-time violation. I can't say for sure that it didn't get repeated on other occasions, but all that I know about is a one-time violation. Asurim Legalos escheto la'achirim. You're not allowed to reveal this failing to other people. Not in front of the person you're speaking about, which could be embarrassing him in public, and not behind his back. You're not allowed to reveal this information to other people. And really, there are two different attitudes. One person might find this average person did something that's clearly wrong, and he feels like, gotcha, now I'm going to be able to tell people about what you did. And you're not allowed to do that. Firstly, ulai hachote yahu shav mi darko hara'a. Maybe the person did tshuva. And that would be an example of Nesu Avon Lefnei Hashem. That's an example of Hashem bearing sin. That's the person who's an average person, did a wrongdoing, and Hashem has patience. Iker HaTshuva Lefi Merirus HaLev. Most of tshuva is a person's bitterness of heart. They really feel badly about what they did. And this person may very well feel badly about what he did. And the worst could be that you're creating him as a disgrace in front of other people. And it's entirely possible that he has done tshuva and he has actually been forgiven in the eyes of Hashem. Remember, in the eyes of Hashem, we're not talking about perfect people who never slipped. In the eyes of Hashem, a person slips sometimes, but they do teshuvah. And therefore, it would be a high-level violation of Lashon Hara to speak about the person because of the violation that was witnessed. Chafetz Chaim points out that even to take it to court and tell the Beis Din that you witnessed something doesn't serve any purpose, because Beis Din can't do anything with your information. One person telling them whatever they get told, not going to help anyone. Raktzorech lehochiachoso beino levein atzmo. You could, should proceed and guide the person privately that he did wrong, and he may need help. Sometimes people do violations and they're actually appreciative that someone came to them and offered to assist them if such a thing is possible. It's interesting, the advice that the Chafetz Chaim describes is sheyire ligdor es atzmo mikan ve'elach mehasibos, that a person should guard themselves from the causes that brought to that situation. Imagine a person who ate non-kosher because he was starving, he was on a vacation somewhere and didn't have any food, so he slipped and ate something that wasn't fully endorsable. So a person would have to go, in terms of their advice, don't set yourself up for those type of failures. Beloshon raka, speaking softly, kidei shelo yachli menu, so that you don't embarrass them. We find this, for example, the Gemara in Sota, where the Kohen speaks to the Sota and tells her that you could do tshuva. Before you drink, you could say, I did wrong, and many people sinned and did tshuva. The Kohen is very encouraging to her. Clearly, whatever the procedure will be, has to be litoeles, but not just litoeles that you share bad information to somebody else, litoeles for a good purpose. Over here, we're catching it even earlier than that, and we actually have the ability to talk to the person themselves, litoeles, to try to fix things. If a person feels that they can't speak to the person, then they can't. But they're still not allowed to tell other people. The one exception, perhaps, that we can explore is not telling the Beis Din, but telling a mentor, tipping them off that something's not right here. A teacher, a parent, if it is proper, if it is relevant, and if that person, when confided in, will proceed the way the Chafetz Chaim describes, Lashon Raka, Kidei shelo yachli menu, in a soft voice, so as not to embarrass, but rather to encourage and build and cause the result of a good outcome. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.